A New South Wales Labor MP is taking action against what she says are fake Facebook profiles trolling her and influencing voters against her. Kate Washington from the Hunter Valley region says it's a worrying development with the state election just a month away. Social media experts say it is a concerning trend witnessed in the US and UK and that social media companies here need to crack down on it. Catherine Gregory reports.
The New South Wales election campaign is in full swing, and the sitting Labor member for Port Stephens, Kate Washington, is worried about what's been happening on social media.
Over the last 6 months, we've seen a relentless number of fake Facebook profiles commenting constantly across all of our issues and across a whole lot of different Facebook pages, including my own and the local newspapers.
And what sort of comments are they?
Comments that are designed to manipulate and misinform other people in those platforms, and they are used to attack me constantly whilst promoting the Liberal candidate and the government's slogans.
Kate Washington and her team say they have evidence showing the Facebook profiles, which appear to represent everyday people or punters in the electorate, are actually fake. For example, the team says the names linked to the profiles are not registered on the electoral roll.
The language they use is not the language of normal people. They use very campaign slogan type language. There's no other activities that these people do in their daily lives. It is only political commentary.
Kate Washington believes these profiles are coming from people sympathetic to the Liberal Party and has asked the clerk of the New South Wales Parliament to investigate it. But Liberal members the ABC approached say there is no evidence to support this claim and say they too are subject to trolling from fake accounts. Dr. Andrew Hughes, who specialises in political advertising at the Australian National University, says it appears to be what called astroturfing,
which is the process of creating the look of a grassroots campaign, but really they're fake, and trying to give the feel that someone's trying to influence a narrative in this area.
And he's worried the strategy could become more widely used in Australia with the upcoming state and federal elections.
We need to update electoral laws in Australia to minimise this type of influence. At the same time, it's also up to the social media brands out there to crack down on this type of behaviour.
The Australian Electoral Commission says it's working with Twitter and Facebook to ensure all electoral communication on its sites comes from legitimate sources. AM contacted Facebook about the alleged fake profiles. The company says it is investigating the matter and says any fake profiles breach its rules and it blocks millions of them every day.
Catherine Gregory reporting.